Lovers of Shakespeare attending a performance of Macbeth await the familiar opening curtain and the appearance of three witches dancing around a boiling cauldron and the familiar lines, double, double, toil and trouble. Hence, it's a bit off-putting when attending the Glimmerglass Festival production of Giuseppe Verdi's opera of that name that a chorus of a dozen women in modern dress tells us in song of the impending trouble in Scotland. And the men, in principal male roles, have gold-embroidered epaulets on their uniforms, denoting military rank. Ah well, over the years, Glimmerglass artistic and general director Francesca Zambello and her stage directors have crafted bold approaches to classic plays and operas, some successful, some a bit too bold. By the very titles of the play and their opera adaptations, the focus is to be on the central character. Both Shakespeare and Verdi, in some of their greatest works, focused on an individual's ambition and moral corruption. Shakespeare in King Lear, Hamlet, Richard III, Verdi in Aida, Rigoletto, and again turning to Shakespeare for Othello. Certainly artistic director Zambello and stage director Anne Bogart of this Glimmerglass production have credentials to seek new approaches. But if diversions change the focus of the attention, for example, if Duncan's death is the result of being killed by a gunshot, we have to question, what happened to the soliloquy? Is this a dagger which I see before me, handled toward my hand? Or to quote Shakespeare in another context, the play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king. What totally redeems this production is a cast of brilliant singers under the musical direction of Joseph Culinary. In the lead roles are two Metropolitan stars, bass baritone Eric Owens in the title role, and soprano Melody Moore as Lady Macbeth. They both deliver their music with the highest passion and quality. Indeed, for Act One, Verdi composed some stirring arias sung with great skill and beauty by Miss Moore. If the opera had ended at that point, it would have to be renamed Lady Macbeth and Friend. The supporting cast is equally and consistently superb. Most especially, Solomon Howard as the Doom Banquo, whose voice is wonderfully powerful and fluid. The early comments of this review represent my personal discontent, but let me firmly stress, Verdi's Macbeth is rarely produced. It is a glorious work of grand opera, now having a grand production, delivered by fine operatic artists. If you're truly into opera, then add this to your summer list of have to see. Macbeth plays in repertory now on selected dates until August 22nd at Glimmerglass Festival, Cooperstown, New York. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.